Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome to the show. Bring on all the lights. They shine on you.
I'm just gonna let it keep going.
Take a breather.
Holy mother of God.
I can't even.
Holy mother of Kelly Clarkson.
Holy mother of Adam Lambert. Okay, I know Kelly is your idol god, but this is my idol god.
That's perfect. We can share.
Yeah. I can. Hey, everybody. I'm Violet Kanyan, and we are. I know you guys. I'm not JC. I changed.
This is the new
he
JC.
He can't be here today, so I'm taking over. Hold on to your hats. And we have our amazing panel. Go ahead, introduce yourselves.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Steffi G. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie.
I'm Jason Eichler. You can follow me at Jason Eichler.
Also, for the record, I just want to let people know, and not to be like a brat about it, it's not... Actually, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
No, say it, because I'm dying to hear this.
Nothing. It's just... Steffi, and it might only just be one person, but I keep seeing it a lot. Steffi is not two F's, it's P-H-Y.
Y'all got that?
You are being a brat.
Y'all got that?
S-T-E-F-F-Y.
This reminds
me. No, S-T-E-P-H-Y.
This reminds me of the Gina Jenna thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's not Gina, it's Jenna. It's Gina.
Gina. I still get
confused.
We don't even know. Oh my God, what a flippin' show. That was, I think, one of the best shows we've had. What did you guys think?
Oh, my God. There were so many moments in the show.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And the second half of the show, we should say. The first half, I thought, was just subpar.
Really?
Yeah.
And Jason and I were at press tonight, and everyone kept saying it was really emotionally draining. It was really emotionally, right?
Yeah.
I feel like they all kept saying that. And, I mean, it was. That was nuts. It was nice to see Jennifer Lopez like that, though, too, because I feel like she puts up a front, and the only reason why I would say that is because she acted so different when Kelly Clarkson was judging with them, but I felt like she was mirroring her. Yeah, she's mirroring her, though. So it was just like, normally she's composed, but
yeah,
when Kelly was there, she let it out. Yeah, so it was nice to see her let it out today.
That's true. And what is it like when you guys are there in the press room? Because... when I watch it at home, when I go home and watch it, or if I miss something and I watch it, I'm like bawling my eyes out when it's emotional. But then here, I'm like trying to hold it together. Are you guys holding it together in the press room? Everybody doing that?
I watched it more now than I did in the press room.
Because if you watch it in the audience, it's a different experience because they're making a TV show. Mm-hmm. So it's like people saying, stand up and clap.
Yeah.
But then when you're at the press tent, it's everybody that's been covering the show since season one.
Yeah.
So everybody's super critical. And it's a different, like, you have to work a lot more to, like, get people in that room
to pay
attention.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I was super tired. I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah.
So, watch at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we start off with Trent.
Mm-hmm.
The America Got to Pick. I feel like they tried to challenge all the contestants. All the songs they chose are just like, What did you guys think of Trent's One Republic performance?
I didn't like it at all.
Me neither, but that's just the song choice. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah, but I feel like with this song, Ryan Tedder is a similar person whose music... Like, I could see Trent making One Republic-style music after the show.
On paper, it looks right,
it makes sense.
Yeah.
I felt like he took the song... I think Harry said it seemed like a hoedown. He took the song and made it country, which didn't seem anything like Trent. Like, I almost wish he would have, like... unplugged it or made it like more of a ballad. The arrangement was weird, and then he looked really uncomfortable when he was up there.
It was like he was straining himself, trying too hard to be this person.
I just think that he didn't even know what to do with it himself.
He changes up a lot of songs. I think a lot of the contestants this season do that. He should have just, like, done something so different to it. He was nasally. He was just... It was all over the place.
I mean, I always feel a little bad if they didn't pick the song, but I feel like they probably got to pick it from a list of songs America chose, so...
Yeah, on paper, it looks good, but not so much. Moving on to... Should we talk about... Do you guys want to talk about their first and second together?
Or no, let's get out of the way.
All the bad ones.
I agree. Hey, wait a minute.
Dalton, too.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't like his first performance.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. He did Numb by Linkin Park, and I'm, like, a ginormous Linkin Park fan.
So how did you like the performance?
I used to listen to their CD on a Walkman as I fell asleep, like, which is really strange.
I cannot picture you listening to Linkin Park.
Right? Oh, my God. I'm, so like, funny. I was obsessed.
I hate Linkin Park.
They're like
the equivalent of Nickelback to me.
Oh, I hate Nickelback, so I feel you on that, but no, Linkin Park, I think they're cool. Like, you know, they've collaborated with pretty cool people in the past. I just thought that I couldn't believe that Dalton didn't take advantage of that performance.
Yeah, I think he could have had a really
edgy... I thought,
like,
he was going to scream and like be like rock and roll, and he wasn't.
Yeah, I feel like that's what everybody kind of tried to make the songs their own, besides La Portia and Sonica. Everybody failed.
Yeah, but you don't always have to make it your own. Sometimes just perform. If a song's good, a song's good.
Sing
and just
the hell
do a good.
Out of it.
Yeah, sing, that's it.
Wow, I completely disagree with you guys.
I loved it.
He loves disagreements.
I'm taking it over. I'm obsessed with it. I think it was everything that Dalton is. He, like, stripped it down.
No,
he
just, I was thinking, where is Dalton?
Yeah, it's definitely different watching at home.
Because if he was screaming and doing all that, it's just not right. A, for American Idol, it's not right. And B, I don't think he can vocally do that. He's not, like, a screamer singer.
I think he can get away with it on American Idol because that's kind of who he is, like, the rocker. But if he's going to sing Linkin Park... It needs to be a little more, like,
Jayla said
your
the same
face.
Thing, yeah. She said the same thing.
Like, the whole beat thing? Like,
well, she just said that, like, oomph. She said oomph. Where's the oomph? Exactly, there was no oomph.
Oomph it. Oomph out.
He's tired.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I want to know what you guys think, but
they
we're not following chat roll right now.
I wonder if I can get it on my phone.
Can you get it?
You can. Do you have the YouTube app?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
we'll
try
be
to
there
get
soon.
This up.
Just yeah,
soon.
Give us a moment.
Technology. Okay.
This is why we need JC people.
I know, he's so good. We love you, JC.
So
next was
La Portia.
Oh my God.
Like,
okay, two things. Firstly, I've never said anything critical about La Portia, so I feel like I need to.
Oh boy.
That outfit, not so good.
Oh, I didn't mind it.
What she was wearing. It was like Child of the Corn or
it
something.
It was so India Arigo. Yeah. Yeah.
See,
I thought
to be like diva'd out. Other than that, though, she is just amazing.
She's incredible.
I think you're going to have to mute the sound on that, by the way. that sound button doesn't work. But she's when she sings a song, any song, even if you know the song backwards and forwards, she completely makes it her own. And not in a way, because a lot of times we'll get R&B singers on the show that it's like, it's so predictable.
Hey, someone said Violet. Emily Brooke is the best.
Y'all playing. Y'all are bad.
And she's just so original.
And I have to say that everyone agrees with us that he butchered Linkin Park.
I guess I'm too biased then. I guess he's my one person that I can't see his faults.
JC's not here today, but he does send his love.
Somebody else, Violet. Emily Brooke is the best.
No,
you
the
guys
same
are just messing with me.
They
now.
Are. It's the same person repeating it.
Yeah. You guys are saying about La Portia? She, like, makes my soul feel good.
Yeah.
Every time I noticed it, this performance and her second performance, which we will definitely get into, she just makes me smile. When I'm watching her, regardless what she's singing, regardless what she's saying, she makes me smile because she makes me feel really good inside.
Because I feel like she knows, she's connected to every single lyric that she's singing. Which is, I think, what a lot of the other contestants could learn from.
Absolutely.
Somebody said, Violet, check your ears.
Wow. You guys are mean. They are on one today.
That's okay. I wouldn't have read that part, Jason.
Oh. It's okay. It's okay. You guys can criticize us. We criticize the contestants. I know.
If we can dish it out, we should be able
exactly.
to take it.
If we can dish it, we should take it. So, yeah, she's just subtle and powerful. She mm-hmm. knows when to go big. She knows when to keep it low. And
yep.
she's perfect. She's so seasoned. It's insane.
It is. That's literally what we were saying when we watched it. I was like, damn, man. Harry Connick Jr. is the one who said that. Like, you know when to peak and that's it. Like, yeah. get out of here.
It's ridiculous. Like, I don't have nothing to say about her.
And it's funny because there's a lot of, like, some singers on the show, when they get up there, you're like, oh, come on, I want you to do good this week. LaPortia, you're just like, okay.
You just sit back, you're just like, give it to me. Yeah.
Not a good show.
Every single time, it's like, how good are you going to be? Mm-hmm. Are you going to surpass last week? Yes, check. Yeah, every single week.
But I like that she's not doing this, like, she's doing completely different things every week.
Totally different.
We should just talk about her the whole time.
I know, we could, and I can. Because
I know. You know what? So that we can get back to her because she's the last performance. Let's skip it.
Okay, cool.
Who's next?
Mackenzie.
So, oh, he's so cute. He did good too.
What was it?
He said Wild World by Cat Stevens. I love Cat Stevens, and I wish he would have sang the song like Cat Stevens, like very unplugged.
Really?
And quietly. I didn't like his arrangement of it. I thought he took this like really good song and made it corny.
Oh, wow. Wow, for the first time, I disagree, like, negative about Mackenzie because I usually say that he's so predictable. I thought this was a good, like, breath of fresh air for him. It was a little more up-tempo than he's used to doing. So it was nice to see. And he gave, like, more personality. I feel like we saw a little bit more from him.
Yeah, I did like how he looked and how he presented the song. I just think the arrangement wrecked the song for me.
Well, Mackenzie's just really lucky that he's this, like, he's the cool kid on the show right now.
And he's so cute.
So he's going to be good no matter what because he definitely has the natural, like, artistry, like, you know, the talented ability of kind of, you know, doing what he wants and making it sound good, so it doesn't really matter.
Which is funny, because I actually, in the beginning, didn't think he'd be able to do that. And he's kind of proven himself.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
He really has proven himself. And J-Lo, I agree with J-Lo. She said it was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was. It was really enjoyable.
You have a couple of people. Rotor 13 said, Mackenzie left me feeling nothing.
Oh.
Which, more or less, I think is saying it was enjoyable.
It was like, it was not enjoyable.
I'm just kidding. And then Jaleesa
You're
Dion.
You're just trying to, like, save my feelings.
No, Jaleesa Dion said that Mackenzie was just okay. So
I agree with her.
I guess he wasn't amazing.
Hi, Sonya Love.
You go after LaPortia, you're going to, like, fall flat regardless who you are.
Yeah, that is true. Especially when they have such different voices.
Yes, completely different. But I think I'm comparing his performance to his past ones. Mm-hmm. And I like this one. It wasn't predictable. It was nice.
Okay.
Tristan is next. I'll let you guys take this.
I like the idea of her performance. I like her better when she's at a piano. I think she's more comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little dangerous to sing Martina McBride 2 weeks in a row.
It's like she found her sweet spot and she's like, I'm gonna stick to this.
I think she only sounds good in the beginning. And that's it.
Literally what I wrote.
Oh. But I think this is what Scott said when we talked to him after the show. She needs, like, 3 years.
Yes,
she needs to live. She needs to experience life. She needs to play live shows. And she needs to learn how to, like, turn on the personality. Because those are all three things that are going to make you a star. And she's so shy and timid. And I do think she's talented.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think her voice is American Idol level yet. I don't think her stage performance is.
Me too, Maya.
I don't know how she got this far. Not only those three things that he said... She doesn't have rhythm. And it's really awkward to watch a singer who's singing, you know, rhythm.
That's
kind of
how I feel about Sonica sometimes.
Interesting. I think hers, I feel like she's grown.
Right, she has started
awkward.
Yes. Because I don't think we've seen any growth in Tristan.
Right.
It's been the same thing. And actually, I was like, oh, wow, she's actually pretty good. Her voice sounds really nice for Tristan on tonight's performance. But when she tries to go for those big notes, I feel like she pops her words.
Her voice is too wide or something. Like, it's,
I feel like it's too...
Tristan, when she sings, like, it's like she doesn't hit the note. She sings all the way around.
Yeah, she sings around the note, never really hits it.
She kind of confuses me. She really does need time, though, because, like I said, it always sounds good in the beginning until she keeps going, and then it's like, she reminds me of a very little girl.
But she is. But I do feel like she has the natural talent that if she got training, like she needs actual training.
I've been saying that all season.
And lived life and then starts playing, she's got to learn how to interact with an audience and get more comfortable. I think she could have the potential to be a huge star with like 3 years of training.
I don't know if you guys remember when Rihanna first came out. Ponder Replay, and her stage performances were so awkward and so hard to watch.
Really?
But she still had a beautiful voice. So I feel like if Tristan really wanted this and really worked hard and found the right people to work with, she can grow to be a really big star. I don't know about country because I'm not buying it, but she can. Her tone is beautiful. Yeah. She just doesn't really know what to do with it.
Sometimes I feel like she doesn't even... No, forget it. It doesn't matter.
Moving on. Sonica, Let It Go. Which I'm surprised that it's a Demi Lovato song because I only know it from Frozen, but the Demi
sang it for the
master
soundtrack.
Here.
Oh, really?
So they released it before the movie came out to get buzz for it.
I had no idea.
Her version was really good.
I love that song. I'm a sucker for it. I always sing it. The second I hear it, then I sing it for 3 days later.
But you know what? Because when we were talking, we're like, oh, this is an easy choice. It's going to be good. But I think somebody sang it on the show. Somebody sang it on the show twice before. And each time they've sang it, we've cringed.
Right.
Because so it is such a hard song.
Yeah, it is a really big song. And I think she's not quite there yet, but her stage presence, you can see her connecting with the lyrics more, and she's getting more confident on stage. Mm-hmm. And she's growing, and that's what I like to see. And her voice is amazing.
It was so perfect. And the wind, I thought, just added to her performance. I don't know who decided to do that. I guess it like fits for Frozen. Yeah. But it was just like, I could see finally her as a star.
Beyonce always has a personal fanner.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
I'm sure J-Lo does, too, because it's both of their thing. It's so like a diva thing. Yeah. I love it.
I think she picked the right song when they're, like, going to say between the two, because you can't sing that epic song and then be like, oh, let's go with the sad girl at the piano.
Yeah.
You know?
And you saw the judges' reactions to Sonica. It was like, that was great, and da, da, da. And then Tristan was like, well, when you move on and do something else with your life. But
which is kind of funny because Sonica was in the bottom two last week.
Yes, and I feel like she's going to be in the bottom two next week as well.
I hope not.
I know. So, Steph, you have something to share with us.
I do. Are you guys curious about a celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis? Mm-hmm. Enjoying hearing stories about behind the scenes of Hollywood? Amused by old TV and movie references? Then you'll love The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Join AfterBuzz creator and Maria Menounos' fiancé, Kevin Undergaro, along with AfterBuzzers co-hosts Roxy Stryer and Ashley Daniels, and the others for all the insanity. The others include Jesse Janity. He's in that, too.
Hey!
watch live Monday and Thursday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time on thetomorrowshow.com, or subscribe and download free on iTunes. Go to thetomorrowshow.com for more information. And also, find us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Rate us 5 stars, because this is our last season, so we just want to see really nice things before we go.
Yes.
Please, do it.
Nicely done, Stephanie.
Thank you. Oh, did you hear she said her name? She said it like my mom, Stephanie.
Really?
Stephanie.
I like it. Okay, so the second round. Moving
so
on.
So much better.
Yes.
Wait, can we talk about Adam Lambert?
I have him after Dalton.
Oh,
but let's talk about Adam, because it's a perfect breakup.
He was so good.
Can we just, like...
I love on Idol when they, like, show their big song on the show, like they did it with Kelly.
Oh, I'm so happy that they made him sing Mad World!
Yeah. And then go back to that. But then his new song is so good, too.
No, his new song was really great, absolutely. All of his new songs was good. That one Ghost song, Ghost Town?
No, I know my heart is a ghost town.
So good. Adam Lambert is one of the most talented artists we have out. Of our generation.
Ew, who beat him?
Please,
Chris
let's
Allen.
Just stop.
Oh, never mind. I was trying to figure out. I'm like, what was the season that Clay Aiken won?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't win. Yeah, oh, thank goodness. Won. Oh, yeah.
Girl, you got your seasons confused.
We got to meet him after the show, though, and interview him. He's so cool.
My phone is going to go straight to Jason's head. Because
I know, because Jason definitely just said that to get Violet mad.
Like, every bone in my body is just holding me back.
But talk about how much he loved me.
Attacking him.
Oh, he did. It was so funny because I was watching all the interviews. I'm the cameraman.
Camerawoman.
Cameraman.
Executive. Executive.
So then I'm like, I'm watching all of them and he's so great. I'm like, oh, look at him. He's so comfortable in all of this. He deserves to be here. He did so wonderful in his season. I don't remember what Chris Allen sang, by the way.
Nobody does.
Yeah. So then, anyways, then he goes up to Jason. Jason says, hi. And then he's like, hey, and the first thing he does is grab Jason's shirt and he goes, what does that say?
Oh my God.
And I was I'm like, picture.
I'm literally dying right now.
He was like, what does that say?
Oh my God, he could do that to me anytime. Oh,
I remember watching him on the show, like before I was out of the closet, and being like, that boy is so cute.
Oh yeah. I didn't say anything, but he's like, but I had no one to tell because I wasn't out.
I wish I was a gay
man.
We're
so happy you're out. It's okay.
Oh my Lord. It gets better. Just ask Adam Lambert. Oh my Lord. I'm still going to talk about this. Welcome to the show.
Also, somebody wanted to shout out Allison Irohita, the backup singer.
Yes, she was singing.
She is so good. If you, everybody look up her band Halo Circus.
That was the same season, right?
Yeah.
That season was ridiculous. Yeah.
But her band, we should all go. They play at Hotel Cafe all the time. Nice. And I'm not kidding. It's one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
Wow. Oh, amazing. Her voice is ridiculous. Yeah. I'm so glad that she has like a career in singing.
I'm glad that they hooked her up. And we're like, yeah, girl, be our backup vocalist.
Yeah, she'd make money.
It's still cool. She goes on. Absolutely. She sang with J-Lo. She did all that. Yeah. Come on now. But Adam was ridiculous. His voice just does something to me that
I saw it happen.
I was like dying. I could go on and on about Adam. If you guys ever get a chance to see him on tour, do it, because it is one of the most glitterific, most phenomenal shows you'll ever see. It's insane. But anyways, okay, round two. Dalton. Now can I hear some nice things?
Oh, this is exactly why I love Dalton, though. I feel like this is what the first song was lacking. He was passionate about it. He was intense. His vocals were amazing. I think maybe before, too, just him standing in one spot is a little off-putting because he usually works the whole stage. Great song choice. Great song. Mm-hmm. I liked his little intro before. I thought that was kind of... The thing about him being bipolar, I thought that was interesting and kind of cool to share. Because I feel like there's certain things on these shows that you show to milk.
Yeah.
Right.
And something like that, it's like, that's not necessarily something you want to be like, oh, vote for me because of this. But I feel like that was a brave thing to do.
That's what Avalon had said about her tweet. She's just so happy that they didn't like capitalize on it because she had it. And mind you, I don't think anyone noticed it until later in the show. But that just that has to do with like nerves and stuff like that, and that's how it like kind of acts. But you know what? That's funny because I feel like I could see Dawn as being a little bipolar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all, you know, be you.
But I mean, kudos to you for like talking about it.
Yeah, because now all these kids who might be going through the same thing and not know what they're going through are like, hey, maybe that's what I have.
And if you have it, guess what?
You're still American Idol.
How did they all have sob stories? Get annoyed by Idol sob stories. All of the sob stories in the last
one were really good.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like this whole season they haven't really shown these packages for us to get to know
them. We've also been like, I've gotten whiplash from this season because they were going fast.
Maybe that's exactly why, Yeah, Dalton I thought this was his best vocal. It was really good. Yeah. It was really, really good. Really, really, really good. Okay. Mackenzie Twink.
Wrote her 13. She said, I just thought Avalon liked Twink a lot.
Cute. That is cute. Mackenzie doing Billie Jean. Michael Jackson.
I loved it.
I loved it too. I loved it. One, because he chose Michael Jackson. Good for you. And two, because he did well. And because it's so hard to do Michael Jackson. So I applaud you, sir, for doing it in your way, but your way rocking it. And it was good. And Billie Jean was a good song for him to
do. And again, night and day between the first performance and the second performance.
True. When they said he's doing Billie Jean, I got scared.
Right.
Terrified. Yeah. So did I. Literally terrified. And then he started it, and I was like, I don't know where I'm falling in this. And then he kind of kept some of the song that we know so well.
Sure.
So when he got back into that, and then he did his own thing, it was a good mix.
It was a really great balance.
I feel like this is what I wanted to see when he did Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Like, completely changed, like, the message of the song.
That was such
a
good performance, too.
Really? Oh, I have a whole thing about that.
Daniel did not like it.
Really?
She said, nope, not good.
I thought it was so good. And I'm really critical about Mackenzie, so... Yeah, I thought he did it perfectly, exactly how he should have done it. Mm-hmm. So Trent came back, And I don't know what you guys got going on over there.
Sorry, yeah. To touch me.
I'm like, he always wants a back massage, like in the middle of our.
No, I just want a light, gentle rub.
Jeez, oh, Louise. A light, gentle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I'll just
there.
Bring in the masseuse for the studio.
Can I just say that I'm looking in the camera right now, and Jason and I are so nasty, pasty white.
Oh my God! I want to see.
No, it's just so bad.
Oh, we are.
Y'all look good. Stop.
Thanks.
I can't.
Seth, with this girl. Got a mirror.
Okay.
Who are we talking
Trent.
About?
Trent. Simple Man.
I hate this song.
Oh, I love this song. It's Lynyrd Skynyrd.
But he killed the song.
Yes, he did. It
it's
was
because
good.
Who's that? Shinedown. Do you remember that band? My brother used to listen to this song, and it just
really?
Brings back bad memories.
Bad memories.
Thank you. Our saturation got turned up.
Oh, I didn't even shout. Oh, I'm such a horrible host.
Oh man, but yeah, he did so good on this. And it was kind of interesting because he's never really gone this route of like the rock thing,
mm-hmm.
and it works for him
so well. It was so perfect. This is his wheelhouse. This is what he should do. Hit this performance and his first performance were like two different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely crazy.
But this was him, like, and I was happy that he did country again because we got used to his ballads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's like a country rock, like something he should be doing.
Like soulful rock.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Definitely.
It actually kind of made me want to hear him sing like an Aerosmith song or something.
No, but I'd like to hear
no.
No, but I'd like to hear like other Lynyrd Skynyrd or
like
you know what song I want to hear him sing is Have You Seen the Rain and I Know.
Oh, I know that song. I like that song.
No, keep going.
And I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? Drip, drip,
drip, drip. Yes, we've seen it.
If you're in the chat room, great Stephanie's performance.
Yeah, and no, let's have J-Lo crying about this performance. She thanked him for letting her watch him and have this moment with him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really sweet. She's kind of done this before with another, maybe it was past seasons, but.
Do you think we're gonna get like a Paula Abdul thing happening though?
No, I think this was just,
Paula
she was,
scares
you
me.
Guys are, right. We still love you, Paula.
Yeah, thank you for all your choreography.
Yes!
Paula Abdul
oh, I was just
me.
Like, think Laker girls.
But man.
Yeah, she's had this moment, these kind of moments before, but not this emotional. And I feel like she's always loved Trent and she's always been kind of connected with him for some reason. So I thought it was really sweet.
Well, I didn't realize Trent was saying he doesn't have any family here. Like everybody else
he
has
said
their
that,
family
right,
with
because
them.
He doesn't want them
it's
here.
It's like a super, he did everything on his own. It was quiet. I get it. Like, it's like once you're on a roll, you're on a roll.
Yeah.
And
but
I don't know. Who knows?
Like you.
You want somebody there to like share. Like this is a huge thing he's doing.
Yeah, I wish he didn't start off that way, so he had that superstition.
Lynn Daniel, it's PHY.
That's because you're
here
talking
we go
about somebody
again.
Else.
Aww.
Okay. So Sonica came back out with Clarity by Zedd.
I liked the first performance better.
Yeah, and
but
she,
I still see her like week to week getting better. You know what
she's
I mean?
She's trying.
Like,
she is getting better. I hate this song though in period.
Yeah, I like her. I like her doing more of the pop rock thing. I think that works well with her voice.
Like this?
No, not like this. Like
what would you
Let
call
It Go
this? Like
or
house?
Like the Evanescence thing. Yeah, this is like dancey. I want to hear her do like a heart song or like any, I don't know, any big voice with like a rock song under it. I think is really good for her. Or like a Pink song would be cool.
Yes. I don't know why she. I don't know where this song came from because.
I think she's just singing music she likes.
Again, she's probably not like
experienced enough to know what to choose.
Yeah, like her artistry is not developed.
Yes, yeah.
So
because she's never changed anything.
That's the thing
really.
That's what Mackenzie has to offer.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I know music, and I may not have the most incredible voice, but like I get what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I hear these.
See, but Sonica is a really good performer with a really good voice, and her performance is getting better each week. So she just needs to figure out like. Which lane to go down, and I think it should be pop
and
rock.
J-Lo kind of touched on that, saying she's shy. We know she's really shy, but she's fierce.
Yeah.
Like, she steps it up when she's supposed to.
Right.
What if she's saying, if I were a boy?
I just got chills. Stop.
Yeah,
that'd be
maybe.
So good.
Sonica,
we'll see.
Girl!
Everybody tweet to Sonica to sing, if I were a boy.
Yes! She needs that moment.
Yeah.
She needs that, because this...
I'm gonna tweet her that.
I'm sorry, but this song... This performance was really bad. It was just like all over the place. She was trying really hard to be Gina. This is a song Gina would do. This is a song she'd hype up the crowd. When Sonica was trying to hype up the crowd, it was awkward because they're just like,
that's what I always say. So give her some more time.
Yeah,
she needs some more time, but I know with more time she'll be better because she'll get used to it. Let her
but
like
we've seen her better. Yeah.
But even think about the first time we saw her live. Violet hated her.
I hated her, and I would love her.
And now the like, so she's grown on you. So completely. She's growing,
and I love her personality too. She's like that super shy girl. She's not stuck up because sometimes you can mistake that for that.
Yeah.
I really like her, and I like every week I hope that she gets through.
And she's very sweet and likable when you talk to her in person. Which, oh, nice. I don't know, that's important to me.
Yeah,
like, yeah, absolutely.
Knowing that.
And I had an awkward moment with her.
Oh, yeah, tell that.
Oh, it's tell really us funny. The awkward moment, just, please.
We were saying goodbye to one of the publicists, and I was like, I looked over, and then she was looking at me, and I was like, hi. But that's all I said.
It was like they were supposed
and
to
then,
hug.
And then, like, I don't know, it was like that, and she kind of moved, and I was like, oh.
Ah,
and I just turned over to my right, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
Panicked and ran.
Yeah, I was like, "Jason, let's go, let's go."
Those moments are the best.
Oh, did I tell you I interviewed Adam Lambert?
Literally, can this show just end right now, please?
Did you just say you should probably feel the same?
Murder.
Oh, what?
I said this show needs to end right now, so I can murder this one.
Oh yeah.
All right, people. The show's done. No,
yes, Violet.
I
don't know what it's about, though.
So we need to take a moment before we get into this because this had us. For the people watching, listening, and everything, we had to rewind this performance so we could watch it again, so we could experience it again.
I watched it 3 times tonight, and the first thing I do when I get home is gonna watch it.
I'm probably gonna go home and watch it like 5 more times.
I'm gonna share it on my Facebook.
Hey!
Oh!
It's so funny that you say that because every week I send LaPortia's performances to my friends who don't watch Idol.
Really?
And they're just like, wow.
Yes.
This girl's
and
amazing.
Every week I see LaPortia on my feed from people who don't watch Idol.
Yeah, she's getting picked up, you see, when you're on Perez or any of that.
That's.
But tonight,
LaPortia singing Mary J. Blige, No More Drama, after that package.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
So yeah.
I guess I didn't know her. I knew she had something rough happen because
she was talking to, what's the homeboy's name that we always talk to at press? The funny guy?
Russ from Hollywood Life.
Yes, Russ from Hollywood. He was interviewing her and she was talking about her relationship and everything. And I just want to give a shout out to all the females in the world and all the dudes in the world who've gotten their heart broken and who like get emotionally or verbally abused.
Or physically too,
but I'm saying people underestimate what verbal and emotional abuse is just as bad sometimes. You know, because some people are built tough, but they're not built emotionally tough. And to hear her kind of talk about that way really was upsetting because that, you know, like I've experienced that myself where like you think you're rock bottom, you don't know who you are, you're lost, and you don't care about anything else but that person, and then you have to rebuild. And it's like that was so empowering, so beautiful.
And then to have to that see her moment do that. With that song was so perfect for it. It was like, you know she believed. Yeah. It's kind of funny, because at the beginning, she just kind of stood there, but you felt every single word she said.
Yeah.
And that, like, my nipples were poking through my shirt.
Oh, okay.
Every time I watched it.
He's trying to touch my hair right now, y'all.
Oh, boy.
No, but that was incredible.
I can't, like, I just can't.
Violet was like, in it, dancing, moving.
When Mary J. Blige sings this, she goes bananas.
Yeah.
You feel every word. And I don't know Mary J.'s story.
Right.
So I don't know if this is coming from a real place.
Mary J.
I don't even know if she
abusive something.
Okay. I don't know if she wrote this song. Somebody wrote it for her. She loved it. I don't know.
But she feels it.
But she feels it. But this for LaPortia felt like she wrote every single lyric. She felt every single word.
Absolutely.
It was one of, I think, the best performances we've seen on American Idol.
What's interesting, too, this is why LaPortia is so insanely talented. With this song especially, it's not vocally in the beginning that challenging.
Right.
Mm-mm.
And she could have overdone it. Like, easily overdone it. And she just was like, no, just going to, like,
tell you
how I feel.
What's so good about that song, though, is that it's not meant to be, like, blown up from the beginning. The song is meant to kind of pull you in. Listen to these words that I'm singing because things start subtle like that. They start quiet and then they blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, oftentimes hurt and pain turns into passion. And that's why people who have passion, people who have art, are able to express themselves that way because you feel the most when you're hurting the most.
Yeah.
And, like, I recently was hurting really bad about something and then my friend's like, well, at least you know you're alive, right? Because if you didn't feel anything, then you'd fall. You know, she's maybe like, damn. And like, I really liked that he told me that. So then when you see her performing it, and she's like listening to herself when she's singing it, that's why it got to her.
That's why,
and then that's when she got into it, and the music, and to be on stage, and then to be singing those, woo!
Woo!
Can I get an amen on that?
Hallelujah.
Yes!
Great, Jesus.
Feels good.
Oh my God.
She's, they've cut the season so short. They could just cut it even shorter and just give her the title, because how do you compete?
Or not. Let everyone compete. But like, you know why? Because I want her to keep doing it and win.
I
want to
keep watching her.
I want that
full
win.
What's cool is, because a lot of times when somebody peaks us early on, we're like, okay, they're not going to make it. But she is like,
she's peaked, and then she peaked more, and then
boop.
Like, how high is this girl gonna go?
Yeah.
How much talent does this girl have? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Good God, I want
to
like.
I hope America. Oh. You know, y'all make sure to share with your friends that they better vote right because if this is our last American Idol.
If this girl ever gets kicked off this show,
she can't. This has to be the last American Idol. Yeah. It has to be. You have to start with Kelly Clarkson, and you have to end with LaPorta.
You have to. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes. People vote. We're not trying to sway votes here, but
vote
for
LaPorta.
Yeah.
Whew. Well, that's
it.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. What a freaking episode.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So good. All right, I think we're ready for some predictions.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do you guys think? Who's the bottom two next week? Not everyone else.
Dalton and Sonica. Or Dalton and Mackenzie.
Whoa!
Wait, who are the people left? Because Tristan's gone now, right?
People, yeah.
Trent and LaPorta got to stay there.
See, I don't know based on Trent's first performance.
Okay, so then Trent.
I'm going to say Trent and I hope it's not Sonica.
It's going to be Sonica.
I know, but I think it's probably going to be Trent and Sonica, but I don't want Sonica to be.
Yeah, because I bet you I know she can give us some good left.
I wish she didn't perform this song tonight.
I think out of everyone who's left, the next person that should go should be Dalton.
We're going to have some problems here.
I know. I mean, the kid looks great. I get it.
I don't even think, like, I'm not even physically attracted to him. It's just.
You like something about his,
the way he, like, does his mannerisms. I'm just like, I freaking love you.
See, but
like,
I kind of agree with you where I think, like, Idol Top 5 is a really good place for him to end his journey.
Interesting. Well, Daughtry was top 5.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
Daughtry was top 5, so.
I think it's probably better for his career to end sooner, because I don't think he's going to make the record he wants to make if he wins. Yeah.
I don't think Dalton's going to win, but I think it's too soon for him to go. I just love
seeing him. No, I think this is exactly when.
But I think it might be best for his career. I mean, I'll be happy if he stays. I think he's really talented.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like all the top 5 right now.
I love the top. This is so hard because all the good people are left. All like the really, really talented people are left. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is time for Dalton, but I just don't want to see him go because I love him. Seeing him perform, I don't know. I just, even if he does get kicked off, I hope that he makes it big.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Chris Daughtry did.
I think he will, though, because he's already got the following from IM5.
Yeah.
And then now this Idol following. I think he'll be good.
Yeah, maybe they'll let him join 5 Seconds of Summer.
Please don't.
They're good.
Let's just not do that. But I do think Sonica's going.
You sound like such a mom. They're good, aren't they?
Are they?
Well, I saw them when they opened for One Direction.
Oh, me too.
One Direction.
At the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was in the second row.
It was really far back.
It's okay, Stephanie. You breathe the same air. Yeah.
Literally, after that concert, I was like, I'm never doing anything that's not VIP again.
Right? I said that so many
times. If I'm not pressed, I don't want to be there.
All right, and then who are your favorites tonight? Do I even have to ask? 1, 2, 3.
LaPorta.
All right, that wraps up our very emotionally
charged
show.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler, and you can find my interview with Adam Lambert on AfterBuzzTV.com.
Just won't stop.
You can find, you'll see like my bad like cameraman angles. So if you want to see it, check it out. I'm just kidding. You can all follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. And don't forget to catch my interview with Avalon that I did last week. That was dope.
And that's STEFFI.
And that is STEPHY, Stephanie G.
That Avalon interview was so ridiculous. Good. It was so good. And you can find me everywhere at Violet Kanyan. Thank you guys for tuning in. We miss you, JC.
Deuces.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.